It's one of those sinus headaches where your eyes hurt and your anus hurts.
Everything just hurts. This part is from the headache.
I think so. Of course, I did need a ride home last night.
Oh, hey. The code of the road.
Can we? Welcome to the Flea Show. This is Randy.
This is Ken.
Can we first just talk about Batman?
The movie?
No, not the movie. Jose Offerman.
Oh.
Batman!
No.
Batman! Of the Long Island Ducks. Former major league player, Jose was...
I wouldn't really call him a player in the Major League Baseball.
Well, he did make an all-star game or two, didn't he?
Well, I think mandatory. I think every team has to send one player.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it was Boston and then once with the Mets, maybe?
Really? I thought he played with the Boston Beaters.
Anyway, Jose of the Long Island, was it Long Island Ducks?
Ducks, yeah.
Yeah. Last night, he led the game off with a home run in, I think it was AAA baseball.
Okay.
And then in the second inning, when he got up to bat, he took one in, I think, the thigh, a fastball or a slider, whatever it was.
And it couldn't hurt him that bad, because last time I saw Jose Offerman, he was a bit of a fat ass. He got a big old fat ass.
Anyway, he takes the bat with him out to the pitcher's mound and starts swinging it. He swung, hit the pitcher in the leg, and then as he started to go towards the pitcher's head with the bat, struck the catcher. The catcher would run out and was trying to stop Jose. So he ends up hitting both of them.
Wow.
The catcher, I think it was the catcher, actually got a concussion.
Oh, man.
And passed out in the dugout. And then the pitcher got a finger broke out of the deal.
Oh, man.
So Jose gets, they all get thrown out of the game. Jose, Tommy John is the manager of the other team, by the way.
Famous Tommy John?
Yeah, the famous Tommy John. Nice. I think he's from Terre Haute or something like that.
I think he is.
Anyway, as soon as Jose goes back to the dugout, approximately 20 minutes later, he's arrested for assault.
I'm not really shocked about this. Jose's always been kind of crazy. I'm just surprised people are surprised about it. I mean, he's playing for a team from Long Island. That is home of like lots of mobsters, Long Island out there. If it's Long Island, New York, I would assume.
Yeah.
Are we surprised that Jose Offerman's beating people with baseball bats? Him and Gotti and what's his face from?
Actually, I'm not surprised he's beating. He's probably beats more than
yeah. His well, the good
pitchers.
Thing is Jose Offerman's at least making contact with a bat now.
He was actually batting like 378 or something
oh,
like
really?
That. Yeah,
one out of every three pitchers he'll hit him.
Yes. So, and he says he's sorry.
Of oh, really? Well, then let's let him go then.
He posted $10,000 bond, but his career as a ball player is probably over, I would say.
Oh, yeah. I love when athletes, they do something that they get arrested for. There's no, like, oh, evidence or anything like that. You know, they did it. They, you know, they like the Jose Offerman thing, they beat him up, and their first release is, you know what, I'm sorry. You know what? Oh, thanks, Jose. I'm glad you're sorry. No jail time then.
Yeah, you're free pass. Yeah. But I think maybe baseball needed this because football's got their angry boys.
Yeah.
Basketball's got the betting going on. Baseball needed to get stirred up. Besides the Barry Bonds thing.
Yeah, the Barry Bonds thing is kind of ho hum. He's never been proved guilty of taking anything like steroids or anything like that. So you could always make the case that okay, Barry Bonds not guilty, but this. Obviously, baseball needed a shot in the arm, fortunately.
And he posted $10,000 bond. So coming up on pay-per-view this fall, we'll see a round robin of matches. We'll have Offerman against one of Michael Vick's dogs.
Yes, and then Pac-Man Jones could...
Referee
the match.
Okay.
Because he's not allowed to actually wrestle.
And then Michael Vick versus McGruff the crime dog.
In a facial first match.
Oh, man.
Whoever gives the other one a facial wins the match.
That lift a leg, McGruff. Lift it. Come on. That's what I was telling you the other day. I think if he's found guilty, which he's not been proven guilty yet, but he may take a plea.
Yeah.
One of the things that he'd have to do is let a dog have his way while he's buck naked on cable TV, prime time.
All I know is Michael Vick had a hard time leading the Atlanta Falcons to a Super Bowl. At least now he can maybe lead that jail team to a Super Bowl.
Yes, and there's going to be a good one, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, him, the entire Cincinnati Bengals offensive line.
Tank Johnson's not doing anything.
And for some reason, Dexter Manley's going to be there.
Maybe Jack Trudeau may do some time for feeding alcohol to children.
Honorary coach, Lawrence Taylor.
I like it. I like it a lot.
He's out there distributing Coke to everybody.
Nickel dime bag?
That's right. Oh, LT, we love you. We love you, LT. Don't kill us.
So also the other thing I wanted to bring up was we were talking about beating. I met some people the other night that were very open, mm-hmm. a couple, my wife and I, and we were discussing how we met,
okay.
you know, as a couple. Mm-hmm. And I told the story of how my wife and I met, which is a very romantic story, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to bore you with it. And she was telling me that they met at a bowling alley. She asked him out. They got together, and 6 months later, he got his fourth DUI. Oh, wow. But he's got his license back. He's an alcoholic, and he's no longer drinking. And she also found out later in their relationship that he was addicted to porn. And,
oh, wow.
And he's also addicted to masturbating.
Oh, wow, that's a hard addiction to get over.
It's just like crack. Once you start, you can't stop.
You can't.
But the thing that bothered me most about this, a couple of things. We'd never met these people before, and she was so open about telling us, you know,
really?
That he's addicted to all these things. And the thing that bothered me more than that, though, was I had already shaken his hand.
Yeah, you can't. Once you've shaken his hand, you're kind of like, oh, God.
You can't go back.
Yeah, that's like no man's land. that's not a place you want to be.
He's a golfer, though.
Oh, is that? Yeah. He's got a great stroke.
Yes, he likes the Masters.
All I know is the next time you see that guy walking outside your house, you're going to think twice what he's doing out there.
Oh, I went out and got the CD of Billy Squier's CD. I'm going to crank that up this weekend. Oh,
he's going to crank something out this weekend, too.
Oh. For Halloween, they're going to have a jack-o'-lantern.
You know that frost stuff they put on the bushes and for Christmas time?
Yeah.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it. That's not from the store.
It's all over the pine trees. Oh. Okay. I guess he likes cleaning his balls. Just go down on the golf course and clean his balls.
Oh.
All right. It's been great fun this week.
Definitely.
Or today. Oh, by the way, today is Thursday, August 16th.
It is.
Yes, it is.
I always wanted to go back in time and give the wrong date. Like today's August 16th, 1984.
I would like to go back in time and say that I didn't actually shake this guy's hand, but it's too late.
True. Yeah, that's what kind of is he a big guy? A small guy?
He has thick glasses. Does tell you anything?
I think I've seen that guy on SVU, Victims Unit, on Law
maybe,
Order.
You know, maybe it's true what they say. You know, well, like my dad told me one time when I was little, uh-huh. You better quit that or you go blind. I said, I'm over here, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't
he said, glasses. Oh, I thought you were Grandpa.
I don't wear glasses. Well, at least not. I'm supposed to.
These are fake. All right. That's it for now. Randy saying so long.
Ken saying fleas to you.
Have a good one or two. Stroke it.